This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report about broadband on the border.
What were the special qualities with the application for VTX1 over the other three ISP providers that made you, as a Commissioner's Court, select?
I think the one of the overriding factors was the fact that they were not requesting nor requiring that the county foot the bill. Some of the other proposals looked at quite a bit of money from the county. Not that we wouldn't, you know, that was the only determining factor, but taking everything else equally, the fact that this particular company, obviously local, Valley, right? Two, they're being very aggressive in helping to provide services for those most underserved areas. I mean, they're based in Willacy. And they're having good success. I know that they're utilizing up-to-date technology. So to us, it made sense. And the fact that first of all, they were committed to doing their own money up front, and then with regards to the rest of the phase, which is obviously the more expensive, they're making themselves responsible to go out and get that federal money through the Infrastructure and Job Act, and also through the state. So. You know, where this is the best example of a public-private partnership, and what we're excited about is that we're going to be able to benefit without necessarily having to put any more additional skin in the game. I mean, we were ready to do, but we knew the price tag at the end of the day was something that we could not do. So between their very favorable proposal. And then the continuation of the ACP program, we feel confident that we're going to be at the forefront of doing this in a way where we're not utilizing, having to spend our local resources on this project.
I know you've been concerned in the past that, you know, the federal money, the state money is coming down, and can Cameron County get its act together in time to get that money? So have you had some assurances from VTX1 that they really can help you pull in that?
Yes, obviously we want to make sure that we're applying with plenty of time. And two, they've got a good track record growing from a very, very small company to where they're at now. And they feel very confident that they're going to be able to continue to do that at a larger scale. And I think actually we probably got here on the at the right time, on the ground floor, so to speak, as they get ready to expand their product, their resources, their services, and we, the residents and citizens of Cameron County, stand to benefit from that growth in a very good example of what a public-private partnership should look like and should work like. Yes, the phase one is 120 days, those five projects, so it'll have a price tag, I think, of approximately $10 million, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So they're putting their money where their mouth is, and plus we're showing that we want to hit some of the most underserved areas to start off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.